Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He is the original travel influencer, one of Forbes' top 10 travel influencers, Johnny Jett. He runs JohnnyJett.com and joins us from time to time to give us the inside info on travel news. Johnny, good morning to you. I was thinking about you when the picture of President Biden on that train from Poland to Ukraine was on the news, and he was in this luxurious-looking space with an advisor and working on some papers and so forth and so on. I was wondering, is that a standard car on a European train? Did you notice that?
No. I think that's a special. I saw the photo, and he was with the chief of staff, I think, and it was. There are luxurious trains, and I've been on some. I've been on the GAN in Australia. I've been on the Oriental Express, Eastern Oriental Express in Bangkok to Singapore. But, that was pretty sweet, that room.
Yeah, no kidding. Are you noticing anything in the way of airfares out of Chicago? Too late to book spring travel and save any money?
You know, again, it's about being flexible. So if you can leave midweek, you know, maybe go on the Saturday, it just depends where you want to go. Everyone wants to either go to the mountains or they want to go to the beach. So If you can try and change it up a little bit, I know, you know, everyone's looking at South Florida. I just put in Chicago to Miami for Saturday, April 8th, and it's only $178 one way on United nonstop. To Fort Lauderdale. So, actually, Miami is the same price.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good.
It's the hotels you got to worry about, I think. I think you're going to be able to find some airfare deals. Hotels are charging a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, and rented cars can be a problem, too, although it's getting a little bit better. I was reading the other day about cancellation fees, and I noticed the last time I booked a rented car, they were offering a slightly better price if you gave them your credit card right away. It used to be they would hold the car for you, and you didn't have to give them the credit card. What's going on with that?
Don't give them the credit card in advance, okay, because plans change. One time I was flying from D.C. to Miami, and I pre-booked my Avis because I knew I was going to be going on this trip. Well, I dropped my license out of my pockets. I had shorts on, dumb shorts with short pockets, and my license fell out. I couldn't find it. I get to the airport counter, and they're like, you can't rent a car without a license. I mean, I realized that. But I was just trying. I was like, here's my library card. There's not going to work.
No.
So I don't recommend doing pre-book unless you're 100% you do it right then and there. But don't do it in advance because you're only going to save a little bit of money and there's really not a lot of upside. So I like to go through Costco for car rentals. I find that the best deal. There's also Auto Slash that you can find deals. And, you know, we were in Maui a couple of months ago or less than a couple of months ago, and there was no problem with car rentals. But my tip is whenever you book your flights, always book your car rental, even if you're not 100% sure you're going to need a car rental, because you can always cancel for free. And that way you're at least secure, and the chances are they will have a car for you.
And those other two questions you're always wondering about, the insurance they try to sell you, you need to check with your insurance company at home and maybe one of your credit cards, because you might be covered already, right?
Definitely, especially for domestic travel. I never get the add-ons from the insurance companies, not the insurance companies, from the car rental companies when I'm traveling domestically. So, you know, just check with your car rental and car insurance policy at home. And also your credit cards, like you said, because if you pay with that credit card, you might be already covered. But in Europe, it could be different over traveling internationally. So it all depends.
And what about the gas? Do you like to fill up yourself?
Yes. If I'm on someone else's dime and I know I'm going to be driving a lot, I'll do the prepay because you don't have to worry about going to a gas station and scrambling. But I almost always fill it up myself, and I do it the night before, even if I have like a 30-mile drive to the airport. That way, in case I'm running late, I won't get really reamed on the bills. Mm-hmm. I'll only have to pay for like a gallon or something.
They're also offering a transponder to pay for tolls if you don't want to do it yourself, but they're going to charge you a little extra for that. What do they call it, a convenience fee or something?
I don't know what they call it, but they do get you. So you got to make sure. One time I was in Florida, and you know, I saw the toll. I was like, "Oh man, this is way convenient." You see, and once you flip that button, either you have to flip the switch to turn it off or to turn it on. But once you do it, they charge you every day to use it, even if you're not going through tolls. So if you're only driving through like two tolls your whole trip, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Unless again someone else is paying for it, but. You have to spend the time and read when you rent these cars to find out what they're going to get you on.
JohnnyJet.com is a great source for travel news and travel tips. That's J-O-H-N-N-Y, JohnnyJet.com. A lot of severe weather in the Midwest. What's going on as far as airport delays? What have you heard this morning, John?
So, you know what? You can go to the federal government has a great system called the National Airspace System Status. You can just Google that, and it'll bring up a map, and it shows you where the hotspots are. Unfortunately for you guys, ORD is in there, Chicago O'Hare. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's a departure delay of 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But and Boston also is having the same problem. And Miami is having a 30-minute departure delays. And now it looks like Minneapolis is doing de-icing. So if you're going to any of these places, but again, this changes the time, so it's a good place to look. Also, flightaware.com shows you what flights are canceled to and from within the United States. So far today, only 158 flights have been canceled. There's 897 delays, which is not bad. Sometimes that could be in the thousands. So Looks like a pretty good day. And last night I flew twice yesterday. I just came in from a 4-day trip of 5 airports and 5 planes. I brought my kids to the East Coast. And I can't believe it's warmer. It was warmer in Philadelphia yesterday, and it's going to be warmer in Chicago today than it is in L.A. It's only 53 degrees here.
Yeah, your home there in Los Angeles saw some snow for the first time in decades.
Yes.
I'm sure your kids liked it.
we were in Toronto, and they were seeing their own snow, but we missed that part.
All right, let's talk about security hacks that you posted. And a lot of these people know about, but there's quite a few that are pretty good secrets. First of all, let's talk, and I know we've discussed this before, but let's mention Clear again. A lot of people don't know about Clear. And do you think it's worth it? TSA PreCheck, we got to have that. But what about Clear?
Yeah, to Clear, it all depends. You got to find out which airport and terminal it's flying out of, because you know some of the airports I'm flying out of, they don't even have it. So I actually stopped my membership for about a year. I just restarted it, but I don't even think I used Clear this whole trip, because either the security line was so short, so I didn't even bother going to it, or they didn't offer it. So it really depends. If you're a business traveler, 100%. If you're traveling, you know, 2 times a year, no. It's not worth it.
Yeah, and we have it, and I like the fact that, you know, sometimes those TSA PreCheck lines are long, and if you have Clear, you go right up to the machine, reads your eyes, and then they will escort you right to the front of that TSA line. So it can come in handy sometimes, can't it?
Oh, 100%. I love it, but I travel often. But again, mm-hmm. if you're just traveling once in a while, and you know what's a good little tip, by the way? Let's say the line is crazy long. Go find the Clear booth. They're right by the kiosk. You can sign up right there in 5 minutes. If you give me your freaking flyer number just for Delta or United, you don't have to be an elite member. It drops the price by almost 50%. And they usually give you 2 months for free. Mm-hmm. So you could just use it right then and there for that one trip and then cancel it. Just
good
to test it
tip.
Out. But once you get a flavor of it, you're probably not going to want to cancel it, because, you know, when you get escorted to the front of the line, people are looking like, who are you? And and it's just nice to not to wait in a 2-hour line.
I tell them I'm Johnny Jet. Do people realize if they have a question about whether they can bring something through security or not, that they can actually send a message to the TSA on social media?
No, that's one of my hacks, because they're actually great at doing this. So just their Twitter handle is Ask ASK, TSA, and they usually respond within 10 minutes during normal weekday business hours. So I think it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can just tweet them, ask them, hey, can I bring this pie through or whatever can I bring? Mm-hmm. Or you can download their app, and their app will actually tell you a lot of these questions or a lot of these answers that you have questions for. And you can also go to their website.
You have a good. You also have a good tip for people who don't want to buy a bottle of water for $10 at the airport. There's a way to get it through security, isn't there?
There is, but you know, fortunately, the prices of water has gone down a bit. But what I do is I just bring an empty bottle, and then I fill it when I get through security. But what you could do is you could freeze a bottle of water and make sure it's completely frozen when you go through security, and you can bring it through. But the problem is it's going to take a while to melt. So unless you're going on a long day, long yeah. travel day, I'm not sure how it's going to be. But you can bring frozen stuff completely frozen through security. And you can ask TSA if you don't believe me, by the way. Just send them a tweet right now.
There you go. And what's your prediction for later in the year for holiday travel at the Christmas season point? Are the airlines adding more flights, which would help?
They're trying to. The airlines, the manufacturers can't build planes fast enough. So there's basically more travelers now than there was pre-pandemic, but there's 10% less seats in the sky. So they can't get enough pilots, they can't get enough crew, and they definitely can't get enough planes to meet the demand. So you're going to see high prices, I think. That's why you got to be flexible and book early. I'm right now looking for flights for Christmas, and the prices are high, so I'm just setting fare alerts. And when they drop, I will jump on it. I buy one-way tickets. I don't buy round-trip tickets because my plans changed. So I already bought my ticket to my destination for Christmas, but I haven't bought the return ticket because I'm waiting for that price to drop.
He's the best, Johnny Jett. Go to that site, johnnyjett.com, and sign up for the newsletter. It's really good, and it's free. Always appreciate your tips, John.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, me too. Happy travels. Safe travels to you, my friend.